Welcome to The Good Stuff with Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Virginie Boone, alongside CEO of The Wine Growers, Carissa Cruz. We are here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine.
It is.
It is. That's
yes,
it. That's
concur.
It. Done.
Okay,
and on to our guest.
And on. Well, there's going to be a big opportunity to enjoy food and wine coming up in a couple of weeks. So May 14th to the 17th, we're back with the 5th annual Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience.
Lots of food.
Lots of wine.
I know.
Lots of fun.
It's so fun.
Yeah. I mean, we, Sonoma County Wine Growers, co-founded this event, sort of launched it back in 2021.
One.
God.
I know. Feels like a century
ago.
But it was
like,
5 years
I'm doing
ago.
Tracked five from 2026.
I was pulling the date, but it was like, what was kind of happening? Because we come out of COVID.
Spinning.
And did you see that? Well, I did have this flashback to like, we were coming out of COVID. And during COVID, we had talked about creating this like big event because people are going to want to be out and celebrating food and wine. And Sonoma County was such a special place that so many people did come and visit us during that time because if you could drive here, you could be outside. You could be at one of our beautiful wineries and ranches. And so anyway, that was all the inspiration. And so now, you know, recognizing that you have to travel outside of a wine region to go to a global wine event, it's kind of like, why are we not doing that in our backyard? So thus, the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience back in 2021. Thank you, producer Jeff. Was born.
Well, and it's really nice because I do think you're in a wine region that's already set up for a lot of visitors, right? So there's lots of places to stay, lots of other places to go. So if people want to add a few days, they can book restaurants that they've always wanted to try.
Completely.
See friends, try other wine regions within Sonoma County.
Yeah, and when we go, and I love Aspen, we love going to the new Charleston Food and Wine event, but when they do ancillary events, it's not really founded in agriculture or founded in wine. And so it's so nice here that there's, you know, a lunch at the KJ Wine Center with Jackson family, and you're outside in their garden and in their vineyard having lunch, or you'll be going to do something with Foley or out at McMurray Ranch. And so I think it gives folks really a chance to be immersed in vineyards, immersed in kind of the wine culture, but also enjoying lots of great wine and chefs from all around the country.
Yeah.
And
in a central location where, everything is sort of based.
So fun. And our guest today has been a longtime supporter, one of our first sort of chefs to raise her hand locally and say, put me in, coach. Let's do this big event. And has just, I mean, not only is she such a champion for the entire region and represents Sonoma County so well, but has been a big part of the success of the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. So,
and nationally known and well connected, and all the chefs want to come now.
She might be the pork queen.
She might be lots of things.
Lots of things
that we are thankful for.
I'm going to talk to her about bacon.
All right,
bacon.
That's a good hint. We will be bringing on our guest any minute now on The Good Stuff. Here on The Good Stuff, and it's already going to
getting
be
wild.
We're already getting silly.
Yes.
our guest today is Dusky Estes, chef, farmer, rancher, owner of Black Pig Meat Company,
and now law student.
I know there's more. There's just more.
I mean, I don't even know where we're going with this.
I think we need to dig into that first. I mean, what? Okay.
So there was a recent announcement posted on social media.
On April Fool's Day.
Not on April Fool's Day.
Just to be clear.
Earlier this month. But which was a picture of an acceptance letter. Well, there
is. To law school.
And I checked the date. And I was like, is this like, she's just showing you something like, I could have taken two paths in my life, and I'm a chef and not a law student.
Right.
This is like dated, you know, 1982 or something.
Could have been dated, thanks for saying 82. It could have been dated 1990.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I actually did have a letter in 1990, and I took a chef job instead.
Really?
Really?
Yes. Okay. Stop it. But it's, not that letter.
It was a letter like that.
But not
to
but
Lewis
yes.
and Clark yes. for law school.
Okay.
But so, this one is for UC Law.
So backtrack in 1990.
It's like an unrequited love that you're maybe.
Well, my grandfather was a federal judge. So when I told my mom that I was going back to law school, she was in the car because I've been told, like, whenever you're telling your parents something stressful, or your kids for that matter, it's good to do it in the car when you're not looking at each other.
Is so that true?
It is totally
that is
true.
Great advice.
And you can lock the door so
it
they
is
can't throw
such great
out.
Advice. It works for me every time. I just want you to know. I tell her in the car while we're driving somewhere that I got into law school. She started screaming up to the heavens to my grandfather, who's up there, to
what,
tell him.
And what is his name?
His name is Judge Joe Estes.
Oh, wow. That's a good, strong
that
name.
Is, yeah. That's solid. That's solid.
So Judge Joe was looking down and hearing the word.
I mean, holy cow.
But basically...
Holy pig,
it,
that
it yeah. is. I know it sounds like it's not related. It's totally related. Here's the path.
Yeah.
Farm-to-table chef.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm a farmer myself. I care about my ingredients coming from a face I know. I want my money to go to the people I know. Then I start getting into farm worker, yep. farm worker advocacy, because I see so many farms going away that I care about, mm-hmm. that care about our planet. So I start digging into policy around farming and how do we save the farms that care for the planet. And then I start learning about what's happening to our farm workers. Yeah. And so for the past year, I've been part of the Rapid Response Network. Going with immigrants to their hearings, and our system is broken, mm-hmm. is all I can say. We need a better path, and I want to get in there and do something. I mean, I'm doing something now by helping people directly, but there's a limit to my power, and I don't like limits.
A bigger truth has never been spoken.
I know. That is so incredibly powerful.
So I'm here to... do my part to make it be different.
And following you along, actually, it was exactly that I thought is why you were going back to law school. Because I know how passionate you are about that and how grateful we all are that you're passionate about that because you're a change agent. And yeah. I'm proud of you, friend.
But I'm scared.
No, but what a powerful thing to do, and to do it with such intent, right? I mean, it's not just, I'm kind of looking for a next path. It's like, it's really intentional. But you had some policy experience earlier in your career. You worked in D.C., I remember.
Yeah, I when I graduated from college, my first restaurant job was to pay me while my internship at the public defender was not paid. So, but then, of course, I chose the path of not going to law school and staying in restaurant kitchens. But I did work for Share Our Strength, which is a nonprofit that I now ride bikes for, with No Kid Hungry. And so I've worked on hunger prevention and relief. And as you know, I ran a nonprofit in Sonoma County called Farm to Pantry, working on hunger prevention and relief in a different way and gleaning. So I have always been dedicated to some angle of food in policy. I was trained by the Beard Foundation to use my voice on the policies I cared about around food when I was in front of media. So the Beard Foundation is an amazing trainer of chef voices all over the country.
Incredible. I didn't know that they had that component.
Yes, they do. I am a boot camp alum of their boot camp on policy and change.
And do you have other chefs that have inspired you in that regard? Or, I mean, you're inspiring other chefs, but do you have people?
Yeah, Jose Andres.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
The funny thing about him is, so when I was in Washington, D.C. working for Share Strength, I created a program called Cooking Matters, which was a six-week cooking program to about 15 community members on how to cook and shop on the SNAP budget. And so it was chefs teaching for 6 weeks, 2 hours once a week, about 15 people, how it is that you could live on the SNAP benefit, which is an impossible task. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the great thing, one of the great things that a feather I put in my hat is that Jose Andres, when he was a sous chef, was one of my first chef volunteers. So you, totally. So you never know what kind of flower unfolds from an experience. Like, he is an amazing gift to our planet.
Yeah, I agree completely. So when do you...
so what does this all look
like? How are you
going
to find time for this? I mean, so
no, we're still going to Black Pig. I'm still going to be the chef, farmer, rancher that you know. I'm just going to add, like, advocate or activist on the end of that. So I'm going to go part-time. It's going to take me... at least 4 years.
Yeah.
And it's worth it.
Do you do online or in person or both?
I can do whatever it is that I want, which is fabulous. That flexibility is a gift. Mm-hmm. I will probably do most of it online because I'm also still helping my ma, who lives in Healdsburg. So I will... The fact that I can do a lot of it online is amazing. Of course, I would rather be in person, but that drive is a beast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you're wasting time in a car where you don't have to.
Yes. So.
Right.
Yeah. And it starts in the fall?
Starts in August, babe.
Yeah. Okay. August is fall. Isn't it? It's fall here.
Summer.
It's harvest.
It is harvest.
So I feel like it's harvest time. You start at harvest.
But the funny thing is, right after I start, I'm going to Sardinia to ride bikes with Krista. Oh. We're leading a bike tour that you can join. Oh. You can look on my Instagram, Dusky_Estes, to get the link. Or you can go to blackpigmeatco.com to get the link. But... after I start, I'm going to leave to go to Europe.
But when are you going to do this? Because there's also the Gravenstein Apple Fair
exactly.
in August that I know for a fact you are always
I'm booked, babe.
Oh, boy.
I'm so booked.
How are you even here with us today? I want to know
that. I think
this
is it. I mean, the window's going to close.
I'm looking over at Chelsea and our team. I'm like, how many emails do we have to send Dusky to get a date booked? Because, you know, she's, like, busy.
But my favorite thing is coming up where you're going to come to my house.
We should actually talk about this.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I was mentioning in our opening, Dusky, that you have been just such a big supporter of the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. Obviously, you're a big supporter of just our wine community, our community, all of our farmers and farm workers and vineyard employees. And so, but we do this really fun Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience event coming up in a couple of weeks. And when did we first do this version of this?
It was so long ago.
9, 10 years
ago, probably. Yeah, I want to say at least 10. It's scary.
Yeah. So we wanted...
We were just babies.
We were totally babies. I know.
That's two law degrees.
But don't ask me to add up 5 years ago by dates because I couldn't do it and Jeff had to jump in. So my math is all over the place today. So we're done with numbers.
Of it now as two law degrees worth of time. Yeah.
Ago.
Yeah.
Part-time law degrees worth of time. Yes. But we love bringing Psalms wine buyers here to Sonoma County, put them through an immersion program. They fall in love with the community. They fall in love with all our food, the connection to agriculture, the connection back to our farmers is such an important part of that education for anyone that comes to Sonoma County, frankly. But especially for those folks that are back in cities all over the U.S. and beyond, talking about food and wine and thinking about that connection. So Dusky invited us 2.5 law degrees ago to her and John's farm where, and why don't you tell you, because you have three stations.
It's so amazing.
It's like Top Chef meets Psalm Smackdown.
It's the greatest thing because we add the farm to table component that is so special about Sonoma County. I always say the reason our food was so good and is so good is because of the proximity to source. Like, things are picked when they're ripe at full flavor and often never refrigerated. Mm. And it's such a different eating experience. Like, we are the luckiest chefs because then if we get that flavorful, amazing ingredient, we don't have to do much. Like, I just have to escort it gently to the plate.
You're just stewarding it across the kitchen to the plate.
Like, don't mess it up.
Don't drop it. Just eat it immediately.
But so the Psalms that come to town really get that connection because we throw in really weird challenges. This is not a normal cook-off. Like, first of all, they have to pair a dish for red and a dish for white.
So we put the Psalms into three teams because there's three cooking station options, and we partner each team with a winemaker grower and their wines that they're trying to pair. So that's kind of the foundation piece of it.
So they pair, they have to make a white dish and a red dish that pair with their wine and their winemaker, but they have to go get their ingredients. And this is the part that I love. So if they need an egg, they have to run to the chicken coop and lift up the chicken and get the egg.
And grab, yeah.
Yep. Yes, they have to harvest the bay leaf, or they have to go, and we also make them do chores. So they have to pull a weed, or in this case, because it'll be in May, we'll give them starts to plant. Like, they'll have to.
Oh, yeah,
like, it's going to be,
that.
I'm going to get all my work done.
Wait, I am so psyched. Do they show up in, like, suits and, you know,
heels? No,
we
do,
stuff,
we do. So they come in on Wednesday evening.
But it'd be kind of better if they had to wear their like work,
yeah,
you know, their,
what
they wear on the floor.
What do you wear in service?
Yeah.
So this will be the first real thing. So it's the first time we're kind of flipping the schedule because you're so busy with all the activations around Healdsburg. We kind of snuck this in. So Thursday morning, really, their first activity is going to be heading out to the farm.
It's going to be a great icebreaker. And the other thing is, like, obviously over the years, John and I have done so many culinary events all over the country that everyone gives us an apron. So we have 50 aprons
yes.
from different events. So I love it because, like, people are in their fancy clothes with an apron that says, like, Tournament of Champions or, you know, Chefs for Maui or whatever. Like, all these
the
random...
Hodgepodge
the hodgepodge
this
of
is
aprons.
Your life, Dusky, in aprons.
And I love looking at all of them, especially, like, the dudes in the pink ones.
Oh, yeah, that's the best. And then we should tell, though, so three cooking stations because you have... Which is so amazing. You open up literally your home and your kitchen. So there's like the legit kind of, I call it the old school, the OG of cooking. So, and then you have your outdoor sort of kitchen pizza. So you can be doing stuff, pizza oven.
Yes.
And then you have your food truck.
Yeah. Each team gets their own kitchen and you guys present a funny question. And then the winner of answering the right wine related question gets to decide which team goes to which kitchen.
Oh, yep.
So there's a control piece with the first win.
Yeah. There's a lot of control.
And so
you get to delegate.
Do people always choose the kitchen first or do some people prefer the food truck?
I think that's a great question. I feel like it's kind of been all over the place.
I feel like everyone can find a benefit for each one. Like the wood fire coming out of the outdoor kitchen always adds incredible flavor.
Yep.
But then the food truck has a deep fat fryer. I felt like our...
Yeah, last time.
Last time the food truck people were like... really bonded because you're in this tiny space
with way too many people. Probably
they had so much fun in
so
there.
You either get along or you kill each other.
And then you have to present. So, and this will be done, Ray Isle will be with us, the executive wine editor from Food and Wine Magazine, who everyone knows well, and then we get to judge.
Dude, I love sitting next to you and judging.
It's so fun. I cheat off of her.
You're
I'm totally like
which one do you like?
I know. I'm not an expert. Well, her and Ray are like, blah blah blah, are you getting the umami? And then I'm like, I tasted a little pepper. Was that what we're talking about? Is that what you're
then
calling
you're like, the
umami?
Pepper was good. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's tuna we're trying, right? Am I getting that right? But they have to actually present the actual food, talk about why they made it, kind of their ingredients, what local farm fresh ingredient they harvested, and then they pair it with the wine, and then we get to like decide who wins.
Such power. We need to take a quick break. We will come right back on with Dusky Estes in a minute. On the good stuff with our guest Dusky Estes, chef, farmer, rancher, owner of Black Pig Meat Company, law student, advocate, activist, bike
Psalm
writer,
Smackdown host with the most.
With the most. Yes. So, talking about Healdsburg Wine and Food, it's a great event. What else is coming up? What else are you, I mean, it sounds like your hands are extremely full.
So I don't know if you saw her other social media post, but I think, am I getting this right? It was like a wine bottle with all the dates of upcoming events or something on it. And I was like, I am dizzy right now. Like, I can't
even
follow.
I like to have you spin.
I know.
Because like, you actually normally keep up, babe.
I know. Well, that got posted with like, look how busy, there's not a free moment. And then she's like, oh, and I'm going to go to law school.
Yeah, law school.
Did I just get these two pieces of data within like 40 hours of each other? Was what, like, you know.
Well, anyway. Heelsburg Wine and Food is going to be so much fun.
Yes.
So I'm part of the opening party with Monit. And then our food truck will be at the Rodney Strong concert. So we hope everybody goes to that.
Yes.
And then we're going to be hanging out with Leanne Wong all day for her two events on Saturday, which are the grand tasting.
Yep.
And then the big bottle party at the Matheson. So you can't go wrong to get yourself to that event, whatever it takes.
Go to every event.
And then on Sunday, I won't be at the pool party, which is epic to be at. Instead, I'll be at Iron Horse. So everybody should come to Iron Horse.
Ooh, that's right.
They're celebrating 50 years.
I know, which is awesome.
And who else do you want to celebrate with than somebody who's piping good bubbles in that glass?
Ding, ding, ding. Ding. Where's my bubble?
I think I RSVP'd for that, yes.
Sorry I didn't bring a bottle. But if you come to May 17.
Happy to have a little splash of that Magnum you've opened, though. Joy Sterling, thank you very much.
She's the bestest.
Oh, amazing. Yes. She is.
And then throughout the summer, we're doing events at Paradise Ridge, hopefully Dutton Goldfield, 16600. What else? The Gravenstein Apple Fair.
Ooh, I know.
You definitely got to come for
that. Which is one of my favorite places to see you.
It's such a great community fair. And the fact that they do true zero waste, it is the most successful zero waste event I've been a part of.
And what's good news is rumor has it that after this year, moving forward, so for 2027, the big fair, Sonoma County Fair, is going to be shifting back to July. Sorry, so it'll be space
less
between Gravenstein Apple
competition.
Fair and the fair. So everyone can go to the fair, and then they can go to the Gravenstein Apple Fair. So
I like it. I don't know who made that happen, but that's a good call.
I think, it wasn't me, but I think it's a great decision, too. So.
And in between, go bicycling in Sardinia.
Exactly. And then I have three trips that you can join me on. So we're going to Bend in the beginning of June for a bike ride called Chef's Cycle for No Kid Hungry. And there are about 10 of us from Sonoma County that go. And we need your support, so go to chefscycle.org. We're trying to raise $2 million for No Kid Hungry.
And you raise money as a team.
We raise money
as
a team.
So who's on your team?
My team includes Sean from Troubadour.
Okay.
My husband, John Stewart. Emily, who else? Brandel from the Press Democrat.
Yeah.
Let's see. Krista.
Yeah.
My bestie, Krista. I'm trying to remember all the people. So the Sonoma County team is called
Strong.
Baker, Butcher, Bottlers, and Babes. I'm one of the Babes.
Yes, you are. But I think it could be other things too.
And John's the Butcher.
John is the Butcher. Sean is the Baker.
Yeah.
And the Bottlers, I don't remember because it was Bart from Dane Sellers, but he can't do it this year. But there's other Sonoma Valley vintners that are part of the team, and I don't remember them all.
Okay. That's all right. Yeah. So that's
But
like
of course,
that.
That's the most important person to remember on this show be who the bottlers are.
We'll do some research.
Yeah, you can make it happen. But then also we're doing a rafting trip with oars down the Tuolumne. So if you want to get a Yosemite sighting from the water. Epicness. Come on now.
Stop.
I'm just saying.
When is that?
That is also after I start law school. How am I going to do all this?
Will there be good Wi-Fi on the raft?
I said to them, I'm going to be offline.
Miss some assignments.
You're like, I'll be listening in, but I will not be on camera. Because I am in a raft.
You're Zoom
with a bunch of people.
The video turns on and you're like, the rapids.
Yeah, and then there's biking in Sardinia with a company called Turismo that has two R's? Let me look. No, two S's. Two S's in Turismo.
Just like
Turismo.
My name. One R, two S's.
Exactly. Just like your name.
Just like my name.
You should come on this trip with me.
I know.
Me.
It just seems so simpatico at this point. I mean, a kismet.
Perfect.
I know. And I was lamenting when we started that, like, you didn't bring in your hula hoop because...
I know.
Because I really do enjoy hula hooping with you on stage.
I want you to know, I bought, like, because we aren't going to be able to be at the Y event, I actually bought four new light-up hula hoops that are on my back deck. You can do it with me when you're at the SmackDown.
I'll do it with
Ooh,
you at the SmackDown.
That's a good plan.
Mm. Maybe that's the SOM competition.
Like, they, there should hula hoops the longest is one part of the judging.
That's how they get to pick their kitchen.
Kitchen rights, yeah.
That's the kitchen rights. So we'll put them into teams in advance, and then
I cannot
then
wait.
It's this hula hoop challenge, and they have to pick one person from their team to represent them in a hula hoop off.
But first, they have to drink wine while they're hula hooping. I
like
oh,
it.
Oh yes, yeah. No, they have to pour wine.
Pour wine, yeah, because they're songs.
And
yeah.
We're gonna keep giving them glasses, and they have to pour evenly
in different glasses.
In different
at the right level.
Oh,
at
and
the
maybe
right
hold level. A tray because that's part of MS, right? Oh, like you have to hold a tray and not spill it. So I think
no way. While you're hula hooping, this is gonna be epic. Yeah. You and I should practice a little to see if we can do it.
Just to show what
no, I think
it's possible. We don't want to show off. Dusky, we don't want to make them feel bad with our talent. So, I might.
We'll demonstrate.
She's got like an evil mind.
Oh, no, she's in. She's coming now. So
I don't know what was evil about that. I think it sounds funny.
It is hilarious.
So what we're going to do, because on our comfort's doing it, so we're going to have 10 international psalms, which is going to make this even more fun, coming from like Canada and Mexico. So they're going to be like, this U.S. culture.
Yeah, they're like, where are we?
California is so weird.
But the thing is that I feel about the experience, as you know, is it makes a memory in their head of how much fun Sonoma County is.
I think so.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
We might have to expand the judges table because now Thursday's going to be here on her, so there'll be like five of us lined up judging.
Dude, I love it.
So I think it's going to be really fun.
It always is.
I think Honor is a really good hula hooper. She's tall, like
she's kind of a very natural
dancer and stuff. Honor,
I think she can judge that portion maybe and not participate. Like, let her be the special hula judge, or she can demonstrate. I don't know.
I feel like Ray's gonna want advance notice that this is what we're doing.
No, don't tell Ray. He'll back out. Do not tell.
I
Ray.
Think you should just guess. This is better as a surprise.
Oh my God, Tom Bear, the publisher from Food and Wine, is coming out to the event, so maybe we should have him come out. He would not know. I love when you bring kind of like the corporate guys in.
Yeah, they would be like, what?
And you're like, by the way,
this is like the
how it really goes down.
Yeah,
in Sonoma County, this is all about.
We did have to send Food and Wine a description of what like Ray was going to be doing to help us, and I did not include hula hooping some SmackDown at the farm in that description. So. You don't want to get in trouble.
Keep it secret.
You're
probably,
it secret.
You're legally sound. Don't worry.
And other things.
And yes. And
et cetera. And your lawyer is here to represent.
And thank you. Thank you.
Anything that happens at Dusky's house, I think, is
totally
completely.
We're just
going
to have everyone sign. Yeah, the waiver on their way in, so it's fine. Oh my gosh, I cannot wait now. Now I'm like, that's like.
I know. It's going to be so great.
Cannot wait.
Okay. Anything else?
I've laughed this hard a long time.
I know.
My
so
stomach
fun.
Hurts, and I'm not even. I don't even need all of our candy, and I'm still laughing.
I one of my favorite things about Healdsburg Wine and Food. It supports local ag.
Yep.
Yes.
I know two nonprofits, but there are probably more.
Yep.
I know FFA has gotten significant amounts of money from it.
Yep.
I also know that Farm to Pantry has gotten significant amounts of donations from it. So I love that it gives back, and I also love the diversity of chefs that show up.
Yeah.
Like there are so many awesome women chefs, which is my favorite part.
Yeah.
We all hang out and have a blast.
I know. I was going to say, it's so fun seeing actually your communities come together in a way that you get to just... Yeah, you're doing good and you're supporting the event, but you're actually having so much fun catching up with your friends.
Yeah,
frankly.
Absolutely. So much fun, like dancing at the Magnum party.
Yeah.
Oh, so much fun.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and you can dance during the break, and we'll be right back on the good stuff.
We'll be right back.
Stuff with Dusky Estes, chef, farmer, rancher, owner, Black Pig Meat Company, hula hooper extraordinaire.
The Hooper.
The Hooper. We just call her the Hooper. That'll be her law school name. Yeah, the Hooper. It's like Judge Joe Estes. It'll be, here comes Judge
Hooper.
Hooper Estes. Oh, no. She's so harsh.
She just spins you in circles and around you go.
Yeah, you'll be arguments. So confused by her arguments, but she'll win in the end. So, where do we go from there?
I love mayhem and confusion. It's good.
I love, yes.
I am the mayhem.
I was going to say, you are.
Exactly.
John would be laughing right now because he would totally agree.
Yeah. He's like, validated.
Validated. Now the world knows.
I confirm. Yes. Okay, well, we need to tell folks. Okay, so there's so many things you're supporting. But also talk a little bit about Black Pig Meat Company.
I would love to chat up Black Pig Meat Company. We would love for you to send all of your important people a pack of bacon. Our bacon is really special. It is pasture raised.
Yep.
Most pigs in our country are confined, and we're not so into that treatment. Mm. So we are unique in that all the pigs have a great life.
Yep.
And only one bad day is what we say. So we start with the best pork, and then we make bacon by a method called dry cure. Most bacon is wet cure. Huh. So our method takes over a month to make. Most people make bacon in less than a day.
Wow.
So, and what happens with a belly, when you get a pig belly, it starts as around 10 pounds. And when you dry cure it, and go through a month in brown sugar and salt, and then smoke it on apple wood, we end up with 8 pounds. So we've lost 20% of our weight. But what happens with a wet cure is they pump it up with water, chemicals, salt, corn syrup, then they rub it with liquid smoke to get the smoke flavor instead of real smoke. And they end up... They start with a 10 pound and they end up with 12 pounds.
Oh, geez.
So obviously what we're talking about is a premium product that is made slow, that cares for the planet and the people and the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And it is such a different eating experience. If you ever have enjoyed a roasted or braised pork belly, you love that luscious fat pop that bathes your mouth. It's so good. And our bacon.
I'm really hungry now.
Candy's not going to cut it.
No, you need some pork belly.
Yes.
Yes. The answer is always yes.
So people can go to Black Pig Meat Co.
Yes. And they can go to Andy's, Big John's, Oliver's, Cofield in the Barlow. Epicurean Connection in Sonoma, Woodlands Markets in Marin, Market Hall Foods in the East Bay, and Berkeley Bowl in the East Bay.
Yep.
And on our website, blackpigmeatco.com, and send it to all your buddies.
And you can get the bacon popcorn.
And you can get
caramel popcorn, which is delicious.
And I think if you come to the opening party of Healdsburg Wine and Food, I think... Does Kendall Jackson now make bourbon?
Yeah.
Can you explain that to me?
Ooh, they very well could.
They
do. I mean, they've got the Kentucky connection.
Yeah, because there's going to be a bourbon lounge.
So they are making some kind of bacon bourbon sour with our bacon.
Whoa.
And the garnish is our popcorn.
Stop.
I'm just saying, you cannot get enough.
Can we have that right now?
Where are our samples? We have not approved this beverage yet. And
taste test, I think. Yes.
I know.
Yes.
So Rodeo Jacks is what it's called. Yep. And you can also get it at Corbell, actually. They buy our popcorn.
I love that.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Even if you want to go hang out there.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Okay. And... The truck wanders around and comes to amazing events all the time.
The truck is wandering. So Rodney Strong, of course, during Healdsburg Wine and Food. Paradise Ridge, 16600. Have you been there before? I have not.
No,
in
I
Sonoma?
Have not.
No.
We need to go check it out.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to check it out together, babe.
Okay.
Okay.
Bacon and bourbon, and we'll go check it out.
Yes. I want to check out all the things. Yeah, so it's blackpigmeatco.com, and you can go to any of those places. and buy it, or just order direct online and have it sent to you, or send it to anyone across the U.S.
But as Desky recommends, send it to all your friends.
Every friend.
Change their mind about bacon.
And
it's important.
Mom's Day would want that. Mm-hmm. Dad's Day would want
that. And I think you should then go
4th of July.
To your favorite Sonoma County Winery website and then send some Sonoma County Pinot Noir to go with that.
Exactly. And we even make this amazing spice rub that pairs everything to Pinot Noir. So get some Zazumac while you're on our site.
I love it so much.
This is crazy.
I know. We've made the world a better place.
We have made the world a better place.
Dusky, I mean, Dusky by you know, pursuing a law degree to help people, but also being a great farmer, steward, and so much fun.
And we love all our farmers. I know. We love telling the stories of the good people here.
Yes, we lucky. Do. Well, thank you so much
thank
for joining us
Thank you for
today.
Telling the stories of the good people here.
We do our best.
You are the good people.
Aww.
Aww.
Well, I think we should just stop right there. That's
we're done.
Fun. Done.
All right.
Till I hula hoop with you again, Dusky.
Yeah.
Up today's good stuff with Dusky Estes.
I know.
I mean, I'm speechless. It's so much fun.
It's so much fun.
Such a great story.
Yeah. I'm so excited for her to go to law school. I don't know how she's going to do it. But if anyone can do it, it's her.
Absolutely. So. Such a committed person to the community. But I do love this one little anecdote in her bio, which is, it's, you know, she began cooking at the age of 5 in her Easy Bake oven.
Well, who didn't? Unfortunately, my skills did not evolve beyond the Easy Bake Oven very much.
She went great places after that.
She's amazing and so much fun. And like we said, doing this SOM experience, sommelier experience at the farm, like you can't get any more connected to where does your food come from and then pairing it with Sonoma County wine. So you're pairing, you know, the wine from the place, the food from the place.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Sonoma County right there.
Grows together, goes together was one of the first things I heard when I started this, you know, this role 14 years ago. So, yeah.
And it's true. All right. So we mentioned blackpigmeatco.com. Get your orders in.
Yeah. And then all the nonprofits she supports and all the cycling and the trips. And I think just follow along.
Yeah, follow along
on social media
because
you never know what you're going to learn about what's happening with Dusky and John and the farm.
And HealdsburgWineAndFood.com, May 14th through the 17th. Tickets are available online. And we have a Tuesday Night Wine to choose.
I am like very much in need of bacon now. So that's really all I can think about. So I'm going to do a Pinot Noir, and I haven't had a Kistler Pinot Noir for a while, and they do one that is more for like their restaurants, which is their Rush River Valley appellated, and it's delicious. So that's what I'm opening.
That's going to go really well with the bacon.
I think so.
The packets and packets of bacon that you're going to be opening.
And the caramel bacon popcorn. The Rodeo Jacks.
Yes. Go find that. I'm going to go Trombetta. I mean, you mentioned that Ricky Trombetta may be one of the winemakers that is at this Smackdown and hula hooping. But I chose a 2023 Indindoli Vineyard Chardonnay from Russian River Valley.
Oh, Chard.
But they also do a Pinot, so I may switch.
Yeah. Now that you're thinking
better with bacon.
Better with bacon. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I can drink Chardonnay with anything, but yes. Bacon and Pinot, pork and Pinot, for sure. Classic.
Okay. Anything else you want to mention about Healdsburg Wine and Food before it kicks off? And
I know. So much fun. I mean, go to the website. The other really fun thing we're doing, which I think there might still be a couple tickets left or seats left, is on Friday night of the event, really fun, go to the Rodney Strong concert if you're into music and want to do that.
And Blackpig will be there.
They will be there. We're also doing at Dry Creek Kitchen. In actual, you know, off the square in Healdsburg, our sommelier showdown. So we're taking our psalms and actually putting them on teams of two. There's going to be 5 courses. Chef Charlie Palmer is going to be there cooking. His son Reed Palmer will be there cooking. The chef from Dry Creek Kitchen, and actually the head of the CIA who was doing Backyard, who does like the best fried chicken. He's bringing some of the CIA folks over. and we are, it's for consumers, guests, and so the Psalms will be competing and sort of showcasing, and you're going to be there as a judge. Rael will be there as a judge, Evan Goldstein, and so they have to do a pairing. So what wine, red wine and white wine go best with each course, and they're going to sort of debate it, argue it, and then there'll be the judge's award and then the people's choice award for the best pairing. So don't miss out that night. Come see us. We'll be hanging out with all our Psalms, and you can hear about the hula hooping challenge that happened earlier in the experience.
Cannot wait. From Sonoma County to wherever you are, remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.